This is American Business in the Spotlight. Here's Lou Dobbs with Moneyline.
University of Florida researchers noticed a problem back in 1965. The school's football players were being severely affected by the sweltering heat. Their solution to keeping the Gators hydrated would spark a revolution in sports drinks. No more plain water, we're talking Gatorade. Gatorade's first advertisement was spontaneous. It came at the end of the 69 Orange Bowl when the defeated Georgia Tech coach quipped his team lost because they didn't have Gatorade on their side. From there, Gatorade quickly found popularity among college and professional sports teams, as well as amateur athletes. In 1983, Gatorade became the official drink of the National Football League. Today, it remains the NFL's official drink and holds the same title with the NBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer. At its Gatorade Sports Science Institute, researchers continue to work at refining the world's first engineered sports drink. And 10 years ago, Pepsi bought Gatorade from Quaker Oats for $14 billion. Gatorade now holds a 70% share of the $7 billion sports drink market. I'm Lou Dobbs with this look at American business.
Stay tuned for more Lou Dobbs on the radio, and be sure to join him on Lou Dobbs Tonight on the Fox Business Network at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Lou Dobbs Show continues after this.